That moment when an individual decides he is not himself, that moment when an individual decides to deny himself, that moment when an individual decides, I am not, he then says, somebody else is for me, or something else is for me. And when he says this, he's just trying to get back in the game on covert confrontingness. He himself isn't allowed in the game anymore, he says, because he isn't. But he gets back in the game as somebody else. Now, this mechanism is more general than you think. You walk down the street and you ask a large percentage of the people. We'll give you an answer if you ask this question. Have you ever lived before this life? And a larger percentage will say, no. No, how silly. Physicists tell us from their high priest temple that man is mud, and mud becomes mud, and mud is mud, and mud doesn't live anyhow, and to live before this life, that's silly. And if you ask a religionist, have you ever lived before this life? Why, he says, He says, no, he said, all of my hopes would be wiped out, because after this life, if I am a good boy, I go to my reward. Of course, you and I know, if we know anything about the whole track and the experience of man and what he really is about and what he does, what that reward really consists of. Pie in the sky, sail of. No, his living cyclically, life to life, is simply explained by the fact that when he gets killed in one life, he has had it proven to him conclusively that he, as that person, he's already living on a via, he, as that person, no longer has any right to exist, so he must not be that person anymore at all, so he has to pick up another being to be a new person. So he lives that life, and he gets invalidated by getting killed at the end of that life, or dying, or something. And so he has to be another person now, so he comes along, and of course, every time you walk into him, you ask him, have you ever lived before? Oh, no, not me, you know. What are you trying to trap me into, you know? You trying to trap me and take some responsibility for all this? Oh, not me. What do you mean people have lived before? What are you trying to talk about? Past lives. This is nonsense. This is utter bosh. Utter bosh. Of course, it serves them right when you, well understanding you have better control of their engram bank than they do, simply say, the picture of you being a caveman will now go into restimulation, you know. They say, you're a hypnotist. You've caused something now that didn't exist. And he stands there going, hum, 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 quite amazing. Now, the engram then does have a purpose and does fulfill a function. And its function is covert confronting. We see this quite a bit. If you will notice, as you look around the streets, you will see a poor carbon copy of many movie stars. Did you ever notice this oddity? Well, people pick up their valences rather easily and stack them in. Now, it wasn't necessary for the person to have a moment of physical pain and unconsciousness to then pick up the valence of this movie star, you see. All he had to do was go to a movie, and they felt kind of sick, and they were a little bit tired, and they're looking at the screen sort of fixedly, or they've had an operation in the last few days. And this becomes part of a physical pain experience, you see. They just hook it onto the end, hook it into place, move into the valence, and after that, go around Humphrey Bogarting everybody. It's quite amazing. Quite amazing. You let somebody into a high school play, and he plays the role of a petty thief, but he's tremendously successful in this role as a petty thief. Everybody says, didn't you do well, you know, and so on. Well, boy, he never up to that time has he had a successful beingness. He's been that Joe, you know, and nobody's paying attention to him at all. But there he was, and that petty thief could evidently confront a tremendous number of people very successfully. Now, because he has lots of engrams of being a petty thief, you have all kinds of assorted engrams to choose from, he generally doesn't pick up the one of the play at all. He picks up some counterpart that he used to play the part. We got a before and after the fact, you see here. When they ask him to play the role of a petty thief, he just called up the time when he was one or something like that of the backtrack, and he used it. Very convincing. So now it's successful. He has won with it, and he has stuck with it. Nobody can understand after that why they can't get him out of a criminal complex. Nobody's ever told him to be the play director. See, that was part of the play, too. He'd even do better as the feminine lead. You could shift him around. It's very funny. You can shift people around from one engram to the other engram, from one valence to another valence. Greatest of ease, and don't think the environment doesn't do it. These sudden changes people experience sometimes, sudden physiological changes, sudden illnesses, sudden onsets, so forth, they've just shifted in their position in the time span of the reactive mind and shifted in their position with regard to personnel contained therein. And they shift in these positions and they become somebody else and so forth.